You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up in tomorrow's super hyped boxing match, the war of words has veered into offensive language. A sports reporter tells us we should expect better from athletes in combat sports and beyond.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. On Wednesday, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers announced he's running for governor in 2018. He joins a growing field of declared candidates and others getting ready to take the plunge.
Jonathan Anderson is with us for more on the 2018 governor's race and other top news from the past week. He's a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin based in Green Bay. Jonathan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get to the governor's race, Jonathan, yesterday a Marquette University student filed a federal lawsuit against the university. Can you give us the story there?
Yeah, so what we know is that a former Marquette student says that she was raped by another student in 2014, and she makes a number of allegations in this federal lawsuit. One is that the university's public safety department, essentially their version of a police department, discouraged her and her parents from reporting this assault to the Milwaukee Police Department. Another claim is that university officials refused to allow police to arrest the suspect on campus. Apparently, the suspect was living across from the victim's dorm, and the woman says that she was, frightened of encountering the suspect while the case was still being investigated. And police later arrested him off campus, and he was subsequently charged with third-degree sexual assault. There were a couple of other claims, one being that the university was aware of a previous complaint involving the assailant before the rape. This one also from a female student. And it also alleges that the university retaliated against the woman by trying to force her to withdraw from the university and by putting her on academic probation.
So these are all allegations. This is going to the courts now. What do we know about when this will proceed into the courts?
Indeed, they are just allegations. And because the lawsuit was just filed yesterday, it's in a very early stage. The university will have an opportunity to file an answer, and from there it could go anywhere. We don't really know at this point how long it will take and what the final resolution will be.
Now, this happens against a backdrop of high-profile incidents like this, issues like this, at universities around the country. And meanwhile, at UW-Madison, some experts are saying that the UW-Madison sexual harassment policy could make it harder to track repeat offenders. So what are we hearing there?
Right. So the Wisconsin State Journal reported that UW-Madison does not require university supervisors or human resources officials to record any kind of anonymous complaints about sexual harassment that students or even employees may bring forward. And that could make it harder for officials to know if an employee has been previously disciplined for sexual harassment. And it also could lead to lawsuits from victims of sexual harassment. And the idea there is that the university could be liable if it had knowledge of an employee's bad behavior but didn't take action to address it.
And what's been the response from UW-Madison?
Yeah, their Title IX coordinator has said that the university is working to create a system for tracking these kinds of things, and that they are trying to develop a clear process for recording complaints that are handled through what is now just an informal sort of tracking process.
Talking to Jonathan Anderson from USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Green Bay, looking at some of the top Wisconsin news stories of the week. Let's turn now to that governor's race. Democrats trying to find someone to run against Governor Walker in next year's election for governor. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers officially in the race now. What do we know about the Democratic field so far?
Mm-hmm. The Democratic field is that Evers is the third Democrat to officially enter the race. Evers is running on a promise to boost funding for education. No surprise there. He's the state superintendent of public schools, and he, you know, he's also seeking to improve wages for low and middle class workers. He also made a point in his announcement this week that he's trying to, as he put it, he says, heal the state from what he says have been divisive policies from his presumptive Republican opponent, Governor Scott Walker.
And what kind of reputation does Evers have on the state level? He has won state level elections anyway, but not quite as high profile as the race for governor.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as you point out, you know, he is well regarded in education circles, and in April he did win his third reelection campaign for state superintendent by what was essentially a 2-to-1 margin, but that wasn't a partisan race, and the state superintendent is not as high profile a position, you know, as governor.
So three officially declared candidates now, but there's talk from, what, up to 8 or 9 other people about maybe entering this race. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a number of candidates who have filed paperwork with the state to sort of explore their candidacy and have these committees, but there are only a few who have filed formal declarations of candidacy.
And what have we heard from Governor Walker about his likely reelection campaign?
Yeah, likely is the word. I mean, he has essentially said that he is ready to seek another 4 years, and he has hired a campaign manager, but Walker has not yet formally filed reelection paperwork.
And then finally, this is a weird one. A dating app just released a map of the most hated foods. They broke it down by each state. What, according to this maybe limited sample, what in Wisconsin do we hate?
Yeah, according to this app called Hater, which as I learned today, seeks to match people based on the things they hate, it turns out that Wisconsinites hate Lunchables, which are those miniature meals in the plastic containers you can get in a grocery store that have, like, cheese and crackers or nachos or even the make-your-own pizzas. Apparently, we hate those the most here in the state.
Now, I've seen this. This has gotten a fair amount of play, actually. But this is a dating site I'm not familiar with. I'm not in the dating market. Maybe that's why. But a fairly narrow subset of people. Do you think this is legit? Do you think we honestly hate Lunchables in Wisconsin, Jonathan?
I mean, that's a good point that we have to question whether the data are valid, right? I'm not sure that we can apply this finding to all people, but, you know, apparently the people who really hate things have a particular distaste for Lunchables, so maybe we can just narrow the claim a bit.
Do you have strong feelings one way or the other on the Lunchable question before we let you go?
I mean, you know, 10-year-old me would probably be a big fan of Lunchables, but you know, right now, not to disparage them, but it probably wouldn't be my first choice.
Jonathan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Jonathan Anderson, reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Green Bay, looking at some of the biggest news and, in one case, most fun news from around Wisconsin.
Coming up, a sports reporter talks about the Mayweather-McGregor fight coming up tomorrow and tells us why we should expect better conduct from our athletes. Stay with us here on Central Time.